Chapter 10. The Play. Time passed quickly for Sarah during the next 2 weeks, and it was finally Thursday. The first performance of Romeo and Juliet would be that evening at 7:30. Sarah was so excited and nervous that she found it difficult to concentrate on what her teachers were saying in her lessons. "Are you ready for the first performance tonight?" her mother asked when Sarah came home from school. "Yes, I am," Sarah answered. "I'm going to sleep for a little bit. I want to make sure that I get some rest before I go to the school hall. Will you wake me up for dinner, please?"
"Of course," replied her mother.
"I'll knock on your door in about an hour and a half." "Thanks, Mum," Sarah said, and walked up the stairs to her room. She closed the curtains and lay on her bed, but she just couldn't fall asleep. Sarah couldn't stop thinking about the performance and was still awake when her mother knocked on her door to let her know that dinner was ready.
"Sarah, you haven't eaten very much," Sarah's father said to her during dinner. "You should try to eat a little more. Tonight's a big night."
"I know, but I just can't eat anything at the moment," Sarah said as she pushed her plate of food away. "If it's okay with you, I'd like to go to the school hall early and get ready for the performance."
"That's fine," her mother said. "Your father and I understand. We're only going to be in the audience tonight, and we're nervous too."
"Good luck," said Justin. "You can't say that," cried Sarah.
"Why not?" he asked.
"Because it's bad luck," explained Sarah. "In the theater, we say break a leg to wish someone good luck in a performance. Nobody really knows why, but that's a superstition."
"Break a leg,"
her parents and Justin shouted as she went to get her coat. It didn't surprise Sarah that she wasn't the only one who arrived early at the school hall. Most of the cast was there, and they all looked as nervous and excited as she did. Everyone was telling each other to break a leg, and most of the people seemed a little friendlier to Sarah. "Maybe it's just because they're excited or nervous," Sarah thought. She was still insulted by the way everyone had been so unfriendly to her. Rebecca and Ian were talking to each other next to the area where the costumes were hanging.
"Break a leg,"
Sarah said to them as she took her costume. Ian and Rebecca didn't even answer. Instead, they looked the other way.
"I don't care how they behave," Sarah thought as she walked to the dressing area with her costume. "They can be as rude as they want to be. I'm going to follow Shakespeare's advice from my dream."
5 minutes before the curtain went up, Miss Kirk walked into the dressing area.
"I'd like to say a few things to you all before the play starts," she said to the cast. "I just want to thank and congratulate all of you for all the hard work that you've done in preparing for the play. I'm very proud of you."
Miss Kirk paused for a moment and looked at them all.
"I hope that you're all feeling a little nervous now," she continued. Everyone in the cast looked confused. "There's an old theory in the theater," Miss Kirk said, smiling, "that if you're not a little nervous just before a play begins, something is wrong. When you feel nervous, that indicates that there's adrenaline in your body. That's important because it helps you to concentrate on what you're doing. Now the only thing that you need to do is to go on stage and enjoy yourselves. If you have a good time, the audience will also." The play began. Sarah's first entrance was very early, and she was more terrified than when she had first auditioned. Part of her wanted to run out of the school hall. However, when she said her first line of dialogue, she felt calm
and could concentrate. Then something extraordinary happened. The audience began to laugh at what she was saying and doing. Sarah knew that the nurse was supposed to have some funny moments. However, she never imagined that she could be funny. The audience continued to laugh, which gave Sarah confidence, and she began to enjoy herself. Time passed really quickly for her, and before she realized it, the curtain was coming down and the play was over. It was time for the cast to take their bows. As Sarah waited for her turn, she watched the rest of the cast take their bows. When she walked on stage, the audience's applause became louder and louder. She walked to the center of the stage and suddenly heard, "Bravo!" from the back of the school hall. She looked to see who was shouting and saw both Shakespeare and Cervantes standing at the back wall applauding. She bowed to the audience, and when she stood straight again, Shakespeare and Cervantes had gone. "The bright lights in my eyes are making me see things," she thought. "Or are they really here? Is something happening that I don't understand?" Sarah had a fantastic time during the reception that was organized in honor of the cast. Many of the parents and teachers, and David too, came to Sarah to tell her that she had done a very good job as the nurse, and of course her family was very proud of her. However, the nicest surprise for Sarah came the following morning. As she was walking to her first lesson of the day, Jeffrey ran up to her. "Have you seen the review in the school newspaper?" he asked. "Not yet," she answered. "Then read this," he said with a smile as he gave her the newspaper. Sarah started to read the review. The reviewer liked the play, and Sarah was surprised to see that she was included among the four actors that were considered to be the best. "It's a pity that some of the other people in the cast, like Rebecca Smith, who played Juliet, didn't take an example from the fine, focused acting of these actors," Sarah read. "Miss Smith had a clear tendency to exaggerate her performance, which was distracting to the audience. However, the most exaggerated and annoying performance of the night was Ian Moore's as Mercutio." Sarah finished the review and looked at Jeffrey, who still had a big smile on his face. "May I have your autograph, Miss Oldman?" he asked. "I've never met a Hollywood star before." "Don't be ridiculous," Sarah answered, laughing. "Okay," said Jeffrey. "Will you at least join me for some ice cream after tonight's performance?" "I'd love to," she said. Sarah got a copy of the student newspaper after her first lesson. She couldn't wait to show her family the review. "That's fantastic," her mother said when Sarah read the review to her family. "I knew that you'd be a star," said her father.
"Can she still be my sister if she's a star?"
Justin asked his father. "Of course I can," Sarah said, laughing. "This has been the best day that I've had since we've moved to England. All day long, people who had never said a word to me were congratulating me and saying that they liked my performance. I feel like I'm starting to belong here."